This week is Parshas Re'eh. So it begins, Re'eh, look, see, Anoichi noisen lefneichem hayim, I'm putting in front of you today, brocha uklolo, blessing and a curse. Es habrocha, the brocha will be asher tishmu al mitzvois Hashem lekechem, that you'll listen to the commandments of your God, which I am commanding you today. So then it says, and the curse will be if you don't listen, stray from the path. Then when God brings you to the land which you're coming there to inherit it, and you'll put the blessing on Har Gerizim and the curse on Har Eval. And so they took the 12 tribes, they split them into six, and six tribes went up onto Mount Gerizim, and six tribes went up onto Mount Eval, and they called out these blessings and these curses, and everybody shouted Amin. So there's an interesting Zohar. You know, the story is that when the Rebbe Reb Baruch of Mezhebuzh, the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov, died, he was known as a very irascible man. And, you know, today they would probably medicate him or try to at least. But in those days, they hired for him a jester, a court jester, just to cheer him up. He was very he was known to have a very short fuse. So when he died, they found next to his bed the Zohar Kodesh, and the Zohar Kodesh was open to Parshas Vayeshev. And there it says like this, Tochazi. It's talking about Shimon and Levi, and then they're about to, conspire to sell their brother Yosef into Egypt, or rather to kill him. It says, come look, Rosa de Miller. This is the secret. Is rugzo v'is rugzo. There's rage and there's rage. Is rugzo, there's a kind of rage, de'im avoy rochum me'elo umitzat, which is blessed from above and below. V'ikri boruch, it's called boruch, it's called blessed. K'mad itme, like we learned, d'chsiv, boruch avram l'kel elyon k'ne shemayim v'oretz. Blessed is Avram to the Most High God who creates heaven and earth. Well, come on, we learned about it. And there's another kind of rage, it is cursed above and below. As we learned, it's called cursed. God is cursing the serpent. You are cursed from all the animals, from all the wild beasts of the field. And also, as Yaakov says about Shimon and Levi, Orur Apom Ki Az, cursed is their rage because it is so fierce. Va'al Rozodu, and because of this secret that there is this kind of rage, and there is this kind of rage, Is Trein Toirin, there are two mountains. Dichsiv, as it is written, V'nosatus Abroch Al Hagrizem, you should put the blessing on Hagrizem, V'saklolo Al Hal Al Ha'evo, referring to our Sedra, Ilan Train Dargin. These are the two levels of rage, the blessed rage and the cursed rage. Valdoikru Ora, Vidoikru Baruch. This one is called blessed and this one is cursed. And Shimon and Levi, Inun Mesitrin de Dine Kashia, they come from the side of very heavy din. Sitra de Dine Kasha to Kifa, and it's from the side of the really heavy din, Denafkes Rugzud Islati, that this cursed rage comes. So, when the Hasidim realized that, that the Rebbe Reb Baruch has this Rugzud, that there is Rugzud, there's this kind of rage. Is rugza, is that kind of rage, that it's not all the same. It's not all the same. However, one thing is the same, that it comes from gevura. So this is very interesting. There's a bracha that comes from Gevura. But you know, it shouldn't be such a surprise, because if you look in the Shemoneh Esra, it says, Ato Gibor La'olam Hashem, you are the Gibor, you are the powerful forever. Machayim Mason, you bring the dead back to life. Rav Lahoshia, you are the captain of all salvations. Machalkel Chayim Bechesed, you feed the living with loving kindness. Machayim Mason Brachmim Rabim, you bring the dead back to life with tremendous compassion. Soimech Noiflem, you raise those who've fallen. Veroifei Cholem, and you heal the sick. Umati Rasurim, and you untie the bound. So all these things are in the Gevura. Atu Gibor La'olam Hashem. And in the Gemara Tanis, the rains are referred to as Gevuras Geshomim, the Gevura of Geshem, of Gashmias. You know, I've said before many times that somehow, you know, of all the sephiros, that somehow Gevura gets a bad rap. It's something to be avoided. It's nothing to be avoided. All the good things come out of Gevura. So how does it get such a bad rap? And not just that, you know, we have this Zohar Kodesh. What's the Zohar Kodesh saying? It's Rugze. So what's the highest Rugze? Avraham. Wait a minute. Avraham is Chesed. So Avraham hears that Lot, his nephew, who was living in Sodom, has been taken prisoner. Vayorech is Chanichov, and he gathers his household and he chases after this army of the four kings. And he makes war with them. And he saves everybody. He saves all the captives, and you know, he brings everybody back. So the king of Sodom comes out. I mean, basically, Avram saves the city of Sodom. Woohoo! Wonderful. So for this, Avram, the big chesed, goes to make war, kills all these people, and saves the wickedest place on earth, in which they're now going to be free to go back to their lifestyle of rape, pillage, and torture. Gavalt, Avram the Baal Chesed. Where's the Chesed in this? Avram's the big gibor here. Avram's the warrior. Where did we see Avram as a warrior? And not just that, who has Avram saved? He has saved, basically, Lot, who's going to give birth to Amoin and Moav. Shiviv Bishid Yerushalayim. These are the most profound haters of Yerushalayim, who cannot bear to let an opportunity go past without pointing out a chesor and an ayid, to be able to point out something bad about ayid. You know, this is Amoin and Moav. And Shem ben Noach, he's Malki Tzedek, the king of Sholem. He comes out with Lechem v'Yayin to greet Avram. He says, Boruch Avram lekel Elyon. He puts Avram even before Kel Elyon. He puts Avram before God in the blessing. And the Zohar Kodesh says, this is the meaning of blessed rage. What's the meaning of cursed rage? Shimon and Levi. So, you know, we have a klal. Kol zera she'eina yoyda kechetz, any seed that doesn't shoot like an arrow in a moilet doesn't give birth. You know, that's the ostensible reason, the halachic reason giving for the prohibition against using a condom, is that it interferes with the yoyda kechetz, that it doesn't shoot like an arrow. So therefore, the whole cycle of the universe of nature is being interfered with, and that's so it's forbidden. What's the idea of yoyre kechets? You know how an arrow. How does an arrow go so fast? Right. There's no koyach in the arrow. There's no power in the arrow. There's no velocity, anything in the arrow that the archer didn't put in with the muscles of his arm. So how come if I throw an arrow with my arm, I can't make it go the same way as I can if I use a bow? What is it about the bow that makes the arrow go so fast? That's yoyre kechets. And the answer is that the bow stores the energy from the muscles of the arm of the archer. So if I could throw the arrow really quickly and unleash all the power of my muscles in one go, I could make the arrow go like that, right? I could make the arrow shoot through, you know, the armor. But I don't have that, because when I throw an arrow with my arm, it's slow. So what do? I pull back the bowstring, and then this bow then has all the koyach of my arm stored in it, which then I release. It releases all in one go. It releases all instantaneously, all the muscle power that was stored in the bow and in the string. And that, when it's released all at once, has this tremendous koyach, is this tremendous power, which is the arrow goes shooting. This is the koyach of gevura. See, chesed is mispashit. Chesed just, you know, flows. But just from flowing, nothing is given birth. For things to be given birth in the world, they have to shoot. The chesed has to shoot like an arrow. For the chesed to shoot like an arrow, it has to be stored somehow, like it's stored in the bow. So you have to have gevura. So when the gevura, when the middah of gevura is behashpo'ah, when the flow is coming through gevura, then you have yoyre kechets. Then it shoots like an arrow. If it shoots like an arrow, then it can be moiled, it can give birth. So we see here, you know, that how important gevura is to the whole running of the world, you know, that chesed is bispashas, chesed just spreads out and flows, you know, like a stream overflowing the banks of the stream. That from that, it's not how it happens. In order for the brocha to really happen, it has to be, you know, you have to dam the river, and then it has to break through, and then the water goes with the zerem. It goes with the force of a stream. You know, if we look at creation, how far back can we look? We're not allowed at a certain point, you know, we're not even allowed to look back further, right? We can look back as far as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the creator, the master of the world, is Chafetz Chesed, desires good. And what is it that Rabbanu Shel Olam, how does the master of the world manifest his desire to do good? By giving an opportunity to creation to see that and to proclaim that. So we are allowed to look at the desire that God has from that point where it manifests as God's creating the kelim, the vessels, or the machinery, the mechanics, or the mechanism, the people, the wherewithal that God's chofetz chesed, that God's desire for chesed is manifest. Because really, if one were able to go back further, you know, God is transparent. You know, there's no gvonim, there's no colors, there's no shades, there's nothing to see. If we were to examine the will, the ratzon hapashut that comes before, we wouldn't be able to see the purpose. We wouldn't be able to see the mechanism. We are allowed to look at that ratzon, that desire of God to create the world we talked about so much when we were learning Sefer Yetzirah, from the point where it becomes our ability to interpret. So at the place where, at the moment that I can say, you see how God created the world, you see how everything here that we have in front of us is God's creation, and you see how the purpose of everything is really for us to be able to say through that thing that God is the creator and God is great and God is good. That's the point at which the Chofetz Chesed, that because what does it mean God is good? God wants to give us an opportunity to spread the word of God's goodness, because God's goodness is hidden. So when I spread the word, I see God in something, and I can point it out, I can own it, I can see it, I can explain it, I can talk about it, I can broadcast it, then I become the owner, so to speak, of that goodness. And Rabban Shalom says, you see, if not for you, that would have been hidden. If not for you, nobody would know that about me. Therefore, I'm going to reward you for you know, spreading the name about me, the Kiddush Hashem, right? Broadcasting that God is the creator of the universe. In order for that to be able to happen, so God has to hide it. God has to make a hester, so that I can look and I can see. There's a Medrash Sheikh HaToiv. Medrash says, every day the neshama of a person wants to die. Every day a person's soul just wants to go back to its creator. Medrash says that when the soul comes up to heaven, it sees that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it sees that God is Malei Cholo HaOlam Kevoidoi, Malei Cholo HaOlam Kevoidoi. It sees that God's glory fills the world. Immediately, it goes back down into the body. Why? See, what the neshama, why does my neshama want to leave my body? Because I need to be in this dark place. What do I lived in a place of all light. What on earth do I want to be stuck here for? So it tries to go back to the source. As it approaches the source, it realizes that mole kolo oretz kavoidoi, that the earth is full of the glory of God. Mole cholo olam kvoida, the universe is full of the glory of God, meaning the glory of God, you know, it's not up there, it's down here. Well, so when I'm in the body, says the neshama, says, so when I'm in the body, I can't see it. Right? As soon as I try and leave the body, then I realize that God is in the world. So I'm going to go back into the body and try and find God in the world, which is to say, I'm going to go to the furthest away from God that I could go, and there, in that place, that must be where God is. And God says, that's the job that I'm giving you. Because if you can find me there, in that hidden place, in that dark place, in the furthest place from where I am, and you can find me there and experience me there, and then, you know, spread the word that I'm there. To bring out what is precious from what is dross, then you get the credit. That's the point. That's the whole reason I made the world. God says, I will give you a place to walk between the standards, and the Gemara says, you know, the angels are nikrim oimdim. The angels are called standards because they stand in one place, because they live in the light and they live in the knowledge and they live in the awareness, and so they're in one place, right? A human being is called mehalech. A human being can walk because a human being can be mechadish, can do something new. The angel can't do anything new. It can only live in this awareness of the eternal, in the awareness of the Creator. Like the Rambam says in the Perush HaMishnah there, when he talks about Kol Yisrael Yeshlim Chelik La'olam Habo, he talks about how the angels, the Malochim, and the Koichovim, the stars, and the heavenly bodies, the celestial bodies, even the sun and the moon, and so that these are intelligences that are aware of their Creator. But a human being can be higher, can know something about the Creator that they can't, and so it can achieve a level of awareness that these heavenly bodies and the angels don't have. And the Ishbitz and Radzin there, he's explaining, because they are called Oimdim. The angels, they stand in one place because they don't move from their awareness, and they can't garner anything new. But I can go into the darkness, I can go into myself, and I can go into my world, and I can go into all those places where it looks like there isn't any God. And there, inside there, I can find HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not just find HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just to find the Creator, but to find the Creator who is Chafetz Chesed, who desires good, which is the opportunity that God gives me in you to bring out that divine spark, which is the awareness. The divine spark is the awareness of the divine inside that awful thing. And to say, Rabbeinu Shalom, this is you. And then Rabbeinu Shalom says, this is why I created you. And this is your walk. This is your mahalach. So this, the whole Sedra this week is Re'ei, look, Ani noisin lifneichem hayem brocho klola, I'm putting in front of you the blessing and the curse, which is to say good and evil. Blessing is good, evil is bad. What's the difference? If God is in everything, how could there be good and bad, you know? What's the difference between good and bad? Good is the awareness that God is makif, that I'm inside God, right? Where you and I, you know, we're on the phone, we're listening each year, you're in your room, I'm in my room, but it's not really where I am. There's a place in God that's shaped like me, you know, that I'm filling. There's a place in God that is shaped like you, that you fill, right? That you know, that we are, in a sense, we're, so to speak, just happening in the imagination of God. Just like if I were thinking about a novel, and I'm creating this novel in my head, you know, the creatures that are then going to be on the paper that you're going to read about in a year when it gets printed. But now, where are these people? Where is this dialogue happening? It's happening inside my head. So in a sense, you could imagine like there's a John-shaped, you know, hole in my head, and you know, filled by this fictional character called John, and you know, he's got this life, but his life happens inside my mind. You and I, we can see ourselves like this also, right? So we're happening inside God, you know. If we can see this, then there's no evil. What is the sitra achra, or what is the other side? Is the inability of creation to see itself as being inside God. if you can't see yourself as being part of the Chofetz Chesed that God desires good, if you can't see that, then you're in the bad, right? We were learning in the Me'er Shiloach, right? That when God says, "Hamin ha'etz, asher tzivisi will bilti, have you eaten from the tree that I told you not to eat of it?" Right? That the question isn't God asking Adam, "Did you eat of the tree?" Well, God knows if he's eaten or he hasn't eaten. But that question he's saying to Adam, if you think that you've left my hashgacha protis, if you really think that for a moment you could leave that place inside me where I created you, and what I created, why would I create? I would create because I'm a sadist. I created you because I am chofetz chesed. So if you think that you've left that place of the chofetz chesed, the one who desires good, and that somehow you're in some other universe where things are bad, then that's bad. Your perception of yourself as having done something that could now take you out of that place and transport you into a bad place, you know, that's the meaning of bad. And so the difference between Avraham, who is the bracha of rage, and the Nachash, the serpent, who is the curse of rage. It's clear that Abraham can see through light. He can see through Light, his nephew. He can see through Sodom. He can see through Ammon and Moab. He can see through the Shiva Bishad Yerushalayim. He could see through our worst, most profound, and enduring enemies, right? That we still have. You know, there's the, you know, the Jordanians today. You know, like when you listen to them talk about who we Jews are. You know, this is the same Ammon. This is the same Shiva Bishad Yerushalayim, right? That somehow we are, you know, the bad owners of Yerushalayim, and they are so beautiful, and they, you know, it's just, it could make a person sick just to repeat the things that Ammon and Moab say about Yerushalayim. But Avraham can see through all that to who? To the Shtei Predois, Toivois, who are Ruth the Moabite princess, and Naamah the Ammonite. Just for those two, Avram saves the whole city of Sodom and Amorah, Admat Zvoim. It's hard to believe, but that's the meaning of the good rage, the rage to I Mevoirocha. And when we're going into Eretz Yisroel, when we go into the land, we leave the Dor Deo behind us. You know, like when we were in the wilderness, we didn't have all the mitzvahs. What did we have? You get up in the morning, you find the mon, you sit through the day, you learn Torah. Then what was there to do? Besides the talisim that Korach made for his chevra, who wore a talis? Simlascholei balsam elecha. You know, your shirt never wore out. You know. What mitzvahs did we have? We were the Dor Deo. We lived in this state of being of awareness. That's really what it was about. But now, when we come into Eretz Yisrael and we finished with Yericho and Ai, and now we are starting to connect with the land, and we leave behind this the theoretical, intellectual, spiritual Judaism, and now we come into the physical. Then we have to take the two mountains which stick out, you know, like the Ishbitzer says that a mountain is a bleater, something that sticks out mefirash. It has to become, we have to, and then we have to take these stones and we have to carve the Torah into the stone in 70 languages. Because now we need a different kind of awareness. Now we need to be able to take all that stuff that we learned, you know, in the wilderness for 40 years, and now we need to be able to integrate it into our life. And so we need to have like a physical manifestation, like we have to take this 12 tribes, all million people, and stand them all on these mountains, and you know, and the Levim would stand on the in the valley in between them, shouting these curses and shouting these blessings, and everybody in the mountains would shout Amen. Because you know, at this point we've passed out of the wilderness into the land of reality, and now we need to be like really clear, you know, that good and evil, like the blessing and the curse, are not as simple as it's easy to theorize. But in fact, our experience of our own lives is what makes something a blessing or a curse. And if I can look through the worst things that are happening inside, or the worst things that I can see, and look and see inside and see the spark of Ki Chofetz Chesed, that God desires good, then I turn that whole rugza, I turn that whole rage into a brocha. It doesn't have to be a chesed to be a brocha. In fact, the real chesed, because it's chaim, it's life, the life force has to come as a yoder kechetz. It has to be held back until all the energy is stored into it and shoots out like an arrow. And that's mechal kel chaim b'chesed, mechaim mesim, soymech noiflim, reifei cholim, all the blessings of parnosa, of life, of resurrection from the dead, and of, you know, the healing of the sick, and you know, all the fixing that we need comes through. I bless you and me, we should see it and be able to live it.